That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now, to more stories, including a family whose treehouse may win an award, and a cyclist riding the wrong way down a slip road. But first, some concerns about midwifery.
Health bosses are carrying out an urgent review into midwifery at the region's biggest maternity department. The investigation at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, or the NNN, was prompted by months of problems at the unit, which was ordered to improve by a health watchdog earlier this year. Among the issues facing the department are a midwife-to-birth ratio that is higher than national guidelines, unfulfilled midwifery and nursing shifts, patients taken to other hospitals after two temporary closures of the unit in the last 4 months. Meanwhile, the National Union for Midwives warns of a growing shortage within the profession, which is causing a negative impact on standards of care. Mothers who have given birth at the NNN since the CQC's visit told of their experience, with several highlighting the quality of care from staff, but also a lack of midwives and nurses.
The University of East Anglia's reputation for research has been boosted by the news that it has received funding to offer more fully funded doctoral studentships. The Doctoral Training Partnership has been awarded by the Economic and Social Research Council to the South East Network for Social Sciences, a consortium of 10 universities in the South East of England that the UEA belongs to. Jan LeBeau, Associate Dean for Postgraduate Research at the UEA's Faculty of Social Sciences, said, "This is excellent news for UEA and reinforces our credentials as a world-class university for research."
A Taverham family could be living the high life after their treetop creation put them in the finals of a hunt for the country's best treehouse. Matthew and Becky Jennings were inspired to build their very own faraway treehouse after their six-year-old daughter, Ruby, finished reading the Enid Blyton series, The Faraway Tree. Over 2 months, Mr. Jennings, an architectural technologist, and Ruby spent the weekends bringing the idea to reality, collecting recycled wood from the local area. Now, wildlife presenter Steve Backshall and a panel of judges has put their creation among the top in the UK as part of a Centre Parks competition, which will see the winner enjoy a break at one of the holiday village's new luxury tree houses.
A body has been found in a house near Mousehold Heath. Police and paramedics were sent to the home in Romany Road. It is not believed that the death is suspicious.
A teacher has been fined after cycling the wrong way down a slip road into an oncoming car. Neil Barwick, 48, of Portersfield Road, Norwich, denied the charge of cycling without due care and attention at Norwich Magistrates Court, but was found guilty of the offence by District Judge Paul Watson. Barwick was fined £270 and was also ordered to pay the £200 in court costs and a £27 victim surcharge. The court heard he had been cycling against the flow of traffic down a slip road leading from Bluebell Road onto the A11 or Newmarket Road while he was on his way to work at Cringleford Primary School.
One of Norfolk's best-known beauty spots rivalled Ibiza for the title of Party Capital of the World last night. Thousands of revellers converged on the National Trust estate at Blickling near Aylsham for the inaugural classic Ibiza, the first night of the newly expanded Blickling Proms, on one of the hottest days of the year. DJ Goldie Rocks, a.k.a. Sam Hall, brought some of the biggest dance anthems from the last 20 years back to life with the support of a 32-piece orchestra, from the chilled vibes of the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony to uplifting tracks such as David Guetta's Titanium. And as the sun went down against the backdrop of a Blickling Lake, it produced a memorable night.